Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh kibo mehilo umishamai. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was makabo his Torah from Hilo and Shammai. Who are you, Omer? He used to say, "In lamarta Torah harbe atafik tova laatzmach kilakach milzorto." If you have learned a lot of Torah, don't take credit for yourself, as that is the reason why you were created to learn Torah. As the pasuk says, "Adam la'amo yulad," a person is born to work. And which work is this referring to? Chazal tell us, "La'amo Torah," the work of Torah. So since this is why you were born, you cannot take credit for learning Torah. Now the Mefarshim tell us that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh said this is because the Gemara in Sukkah said that Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was proficient in every single chachmah. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was saying about himself that he should not take credit for all the Torah that he has learned, as that is why he was created. Chamisha Talmidim Hayulo de Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh had five main students, the Elohim. They are the following: Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis, this is Rabbi Eliezer that is mentioned often in the Mishnah. For Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah, this is Rabbi Yeshua that is mentioned often in the Mishnah, who is the Bar Plukta, the person who argues often is Rabbi Eliezer. For Rabbi Yose HaKohen, for Rabbi Shimon ben Esanel, for Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Hu HaYamona Shivchan. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh used to count out the praises of his main Talmidim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis for Sid She'eno Ma'abe Tipa. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis could be compared to a pit that is covered with lime that does not lose a drop, as since the inside of the pit is covered with lime, none of the water is nivla, penetrates the walls of the bore, so therefore it doesn't lose a drop. So too, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis remembers every single thing he learned. He did not forget a thing. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya Ashrei Yoladato. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, fortunate is the one that gave birth to him. As Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was graced with every single positive midah that there is to have, so therefore, everybody who knew him would say, fortunate is the person who gave birth to him. Now, some say the reason why Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh said Ashrei Yoladato is because the mother of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya gets the credit for the greatness of Rabbi Yeshua. As when she was pregnant, she would go from Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash, begging the Chachamim to daven that her child should be a Talmud Chacham. And after Rabbi Yeshua was born, she put his cradle on the Beis Medrash so that he constantly hears the words of Torah. Rabbi Yose HaKohen Chassid. Rabbi Yose HaKohen was a Chassid, meaning to say that he did everything lefnim mishuras hadin, over and above the letter of the law. Rabbi Shimon ben Nisano Yurechit. Rabbi Shimon ben Nisano feared sin. He was very machmer on himself, that he authored for himself things that were mutter in order that he shouldn't come even close to doing an avera. For Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Mayan Hamis Gaber. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach can be compared to a spring that constantly re-strengthens itself and flows with more and more water. So too, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he would constantly say new svaras and new chedushim. He would come up with new divrei Torah. Hu haya omer. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh used to say about his talmidim, "Em yiyu kol chachmei Yisrael bekach mazanayim." If all the chachmei Yisrael were on one side of the scale, ve'Eliezer ben Horkanis bekach shnia, and Eliezer ben Horkanis was on the second side of the scale, machria es kulam, he would outweigh all of them. This is referring to the great memory that Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis had, like we saw earlier. So therefore, his yedios, his knowledge of chachma and Torah, was more than all the chachamim. Abba Shaul Omer Mishmo. Abba Shaul said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh, "Em yiyu kol chachmei Yisrael bekach mazanayim." If all the chachmei Yisrael were on one side of the scale, for Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis achimon, and also Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis was on the same side of the scale as the other chachamim, for Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach bekach shniya machria et kula, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach was on the second side of the scale, he would outweigh all of them. Now, even though the Tanakhama said that Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis would outweigh all the Chachamim, not Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach, the Tanakhama was referring to yedios and knowledge of the Torah, in that Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis was greater than all the Chachamim, since he never forgot a thing. But Abba Shaul is referring to svaros, pilpul, to be machadish divrei Torah, in this Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach was greater than all the Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh said to his Talmidim, "Su'uru, go out and take a look. what is the proper path that a person should attach himself to? As a person should try to perfect himself in all the midos. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is telling his talmidim that first a person should perfect himself in one midah, and on the day that he perfected himself in that midah, he will come to shleimus in other midos also. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asks his talmidim, which midah should a person try to perfect himself especially in that midah, and on the day that he will be able to reach shleimus in all the midos. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Ayin Tova, Rabbi Eliezer says, an Ayin Tova, a good eye, meaning to say a person who is happy with what he has, is not always looking to get more and more money, and on his day that he has this midah, he will be generous with people, as he's not stingy with his money, he's happy with the little bit, so therefore he's ready to give money to others, and on his day that he's generous, that will bring himself to perfection in other midos as well. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chaber Tov. Rabbi Yeshua says the main thing that a person should perfect himself in is to be a good friend, to always be there for his friend when his friend is in need, and to always try to benefit his friend in every way, and on the day that he will reach a shleimus in which he will always try to help other people as well, even if they're not his good friend. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachin Tov. Rabbi Yossi said that a person should try to be a good neighbor, and this is very important, and the person is frequently around his neighbors, and he should always try to help his neighbors whenever they are in need, and on the day that he will perfect himself and help out other people as well. Rabbi Shimon Omer HaRoa Es HaNolad. Rabbi Shimon says somebody who is Roa Es HaNolad, somebody who always thinks, what will be the effects of my action? He's not impulsive. He doesn't do anything until he looks ahead to see what will come out from what he is doing, and I say that a person will be machashev hesed mitzvah keneged schara uschara beira keneged hefseda. When a person wants to do a mitzvah and it costs a lot of money, he will think to himself that the hefseda, the loss that the mitzvah is causing me, is nothing compared to the schar that he will get in olam haba. And so too, when a person has a desire to do an avera, he will not do it, as he will look ahead and he will see the great hefsid, the great loss that he will get from this avera in Olam Haba. Rabbi Elazar Omer Lev Tov. Rabbi Elazar says, a good heart, somebody who is good-hearted, good-natured, and likes people, this is a very important midah, as I say that he will be good to people since he is so good-hearted. Amar Lahem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to Hamidah, Roa ani es divrei Elazar ben Arach mi divreim. I like the words of Elazar ben Arach better than all the other Talmidim. Shebeklal dvarav divreim. As included in his words are also the words of the other Talmidim. As a person who has a lev tov and likes people and is good-hearted, he will have the other midos that are mentioned by the other Talmidim as well. Amar lehem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai then said to his Talmidim, Su ura'u ezeu derech rosh he yisrachet mimenu ha'adam. Go out and take a look. What is a improper path that a person should distance himself from? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ayin Ra. Rabbi Eliezer says a person should distance himself from being an Ayin Ra, from being stingy and never being happy with what he has and always trying to get more and more money. That way people will not benefit from him, as he does not want to give up from his money. And the person should not think that somebody who has an Ayin Tov is a chassid and a tzaddik, but somebody who has an Ayin Ra is also not that bad. Rabbi Eliezer is telling us that somebody who has an Ayin Ra, this will lead to bad midos in other areas as well. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chaver Ra. Rabbi Yeshua says somebody who is not good to his friend is a Chaver Ra. This will lead him to bad midos in all areas. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachin Ra. Rabbi Yossi says, a bad neighbor, somebody who does not want to help his neighbors, is a bad person. Rabbi Shimon Omer Halobeth Eino Mishalim. Rabbi Shimon says somebody who borrows money and does not repay, this is the opposite of Haroa Es Hanolad, as somebody who always thinks ahead and thinks what the effects of his actions will be will not borrow money unless he knows how it's going to pay back. So this person who borrowed money and did not pay back, is obvious that he is not Roa Es Hanolad. Somebody who borrows money from a person, it's as if he borrowed the money from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Lo v'rasha v'lo yishalem. V'tzadik chonein v'nosen. Somebody who borrows money and does not repay is a rasha. and a tzaddik will be chone v'nosing. This is referring to tzaddiko sho'olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When somebody borrows money and does not repay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu repays the person himself. As when somebody lends money, he is being mekayim the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the pasuk says in Kesef Talveh Es Ami, if you lend money to one of my people, Chazal tell us that im over here does not imply that you don't have to lend money. The truth is that if somebody wants a loan from you and you have the money to lend him, you are mechuyev to lend him the money. So therefore, when the person lent you the money, he was doing so because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev him to lend you the money. So therefore, he's relying on the Kadosh Baruch Hu when he lends you the money. So kaviyachol, it's as if the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the arev, is the co-signer of this loan. So when somebody borrows money and doesn't repay, he should know that he is putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a position in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to repay the loan. He's being matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to repay the malva. So a person should know by not repaying a loan, this is rishis and he's considered a rasha. Rabbi Elazar Oymer Leivra. Rabbi Elazar said the worst mida a person could have is to be bad-hearted and not to want to do good to people. Amar Lehem. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said to his talmidim, Ro'ani et divrei Elazar ben Arach me divreichem. I like the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach better than the words of the other talmidim. Shebeklal dvarav divreichem, because included in his words is also the words of the other talmidim. As somebody who has a lev ra and is not good-natured and good-hearted to people, will not have any good midos at all.